It's time for Clemson Sports Talk with Lawton Swan.
Ready, set. Just call me Swanny.
Tiger style. Tiger style.
Hour number two. That's Drop Time right here on the show that shakes the South. And if you're wondering about the Spurs, we'll put them up again real quick for you. There you go. That's the big hiccup for Gamecock Nation right now. No Spurs on the new $1 million statue outside of Williams-Brice Stadium. If you're a Gamecock and you want to talk about it, you can. We'd love to hear from you here on the program. Yeah, I know. The name in lights emblazoned at the front of this program are built around the orange and purple of Clemson Tiger Nation. But the reality is that this is a show for everybody in the state of South Carolina and around the world on the iHeartRadio app. And yeah, we talk about the Gamecocks as they get set for their matchup with Tennessee to open up the college football season in the SEC just a few weeks after the ACC got things rocking and rolling, and now the Clemson Tigers on a bye week. I said it. I got the bye week blues to a degree, and you know, Tim Beray, for his 40-plus years working in Clemson, rest assured, when you've done the job that he did and when you've been in that role in Tiger Town, I can guarantee you this. Those guys I guess the word might be relish the bye weeks. Those guys are grateful for the bye weeks because the bye weeks for individuals like Tim Beray, I mean, are a little bit of a respite, one would imagine. I'm sure that the coaching staff ends up making some rounds to a degree, maybe on the national media scene, but yeah, for the most part, one would assume that it gives them a little bit of a chance to take a breath and recharge their batteries some. So trying to get up with Tim Beray here, having a little trouble. So we'll see if we can't get up with him in just a few minutes. But that's all right. If we can, we can. If we can't, we can't. If you want to go enjoy some audio from Tim Beray after the program today, you can head over to ClemsonSportsTalk.com where we dove into the 1978 Clemson Tiger team and how close they were to perfection back during Tim Beray's first year in Tiger Town. And boy, what a run it was for Tim, looking at Clemson in 1981, winning the national title, and then never quite being able to kick that door back in until fresh-faced and inexperienced wide receivers coach named Dabo Swinney took over the program and has taken it to heights that, as I mentioned, what, Monday or Tuesday, I don't think in your best dreams, in your honest dreams, I don't think many of you would have ever predicted or imagined or thought that you would see Clemson playing at the level that it is currently playing. The other great thing about our days when we get a chance to talk with Tim Beray is the fact that there's so much insight into the history and the legacy of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and their first year in the Atlantic Coast Conference, their only year ever in a conference as a football team, this season getting underway and now being halted due to COVID-19 issues is something that I think is got to be disappointing up in South Bend, Indiana. So that's where we are. The Big Ten coming online in a month. The SEC coming online this weekend. 803-450-0086. That's your text line, 803-450-0086. You can hit us up, hang out with us, and be a part of the show that shakes the Southland. All right, Bent Zero chimes into the program. He says, Swanee, the Gamecocks can just hold up a four at the beginning of every quarter. It'll feel similar since everyone's usually gone by then. Man, Bit Zero, I didn't even have the rim shot ready. Yeah. Goodness. You guys are creative as all get out. I'll give you that. Oh, my gracious. All right, so hoping to get hooked up with Tim Bure. He may have a meeting. You know how these things go. What's today? Like, I'm looking, I'm thinking, okay, maybe, you know, maybe there's a sporting event going on campus. I'm getting, we mentioned the Clemson men's soccer team is the number two ranked team in the country. They don't kick off until, I believe, a week from today. I think October the 1st their season kicks off. I believe they'll take on the South Carolina Gamecocks, but the Tigers are the number two ranked team, by the way, in the collegiate soccer rankings. The top five all comprised of ACC schools. Let that soak in for a minute. Wake Forest, the number one team in the land. October the 1st, so a week from today, Clemson's men's soccer team will begin their 61st season taking on the South Carolina Gamecocks in Columbia. Again, 1 week from today. So that's what it looks like for the Atlantic Coast Conference. Again, Wake Forest, the number one team in the country, Virginia, Pittsburgh, and Notre Dame are 3, 4, and 5. So the ACC soccer programs 1 through 5 to open the year in college soccer. That's just absurd. That's all I can tell you. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. When I saw that, I was just kind of taken aback at first. You know what it felt like, honestly? It felt like if you were ranking the best teams in the country, if only one league was playing, you know, if only one league was playing football this year. I mean, that's really what it looked like. And we've seen schools have to press pause again. Colorado, I mentioned this briefly earlier, but the Buffaloes have had to stop their season. And again, they're in the Pac-12. We don't even know what that league is going to do yet, but Colorado Athletics has been forced to halt practices for at least 2 weeks after the county of Boulder issued a prohibition on gatherings among university students between 18 and 22 years. That development comes on the same day as the Pac-12 CEO group, the governing body of chancellors and presidents, is set to vote on a plan to start the college football season coming up this fall. One of the other things that, you know, I think we are beginning to feel and recognize is that in addition to the uncertainty of the calendar and the uncertainty of the schedule, is just the sheer uncertainty of what rulings are going to take place in and around these college communities that could put a stop to sporting events, sports practices, on and on and on. And that, in addition to everything else, makes the season more and more unclear. It, I think, in a lot of respects, represents the, you know, the up and down of this season that we're going to feel. And whether we're ready or not, in some of these leagues, I think that the realization that, yeah, there are going to be teams in the Big Ten that aren't going to play 8 games. They're going to play 6 games. I mean, that is not like a far-fetched statement. And I genuinely hate it, because I want to see these guys playing. I mean, I really do. I want to see us get back to normal. And I don't know when that'll happen. Edward says maybe the statue deliberately doesn't have spurs because they keep laying eggs. You guys. Oh, man, you guys are something. Terry says, okay, so it's a rooster with no spurs. Yeah, well, And I, you know what, I learned something. I didn't realize in my reading, I didn't realize that the spurs, like on a rooster, were actually, they actually grow out of the same, again, now here comes the, and now Swanee with Animal Tidbits, Volume 2, are actually made, I guess, of the same material as the beak. Who knew? I mean, in my mind, when I thought of, like, Gamecocks, I thought the spurs were like an attachment, sort of something you would put on them. Like spurs on your boots. Not that I mean, let's be honest, not that I've worn boots with spurs a day in my life. I can't even tell you. Can't even tell you what that would be like. 803-450-0086. 803-450-0086. It doesn't look like we're going to get hooked up with Tim Beret today. It happens. We will rock and roll and get through it. I did mention yesterday that we were going to hear from Braden Galloway and Galloway's, you know, final remarks on getting ready to play this past year, and maybe even more so just how, you know, what he went through during his suspension from college football. And since we weren't able to get that in yesterday, I had planned it in hour number two, but, you know, minus Tim Beret, we may rock and roll with that here, and if we get hooked up with Tim, great, and if we don't, no big deal. We'll get up with Tim next week, but here's what Braden Galloway had to say about, you know, how he got through what in his short life was certainly the most the single most tumultuous situation, because this is a young man who maintained his innocence. And again, the scariest part of this whole thing, in my estimation, is the fact that this young man and Clemson University never identified how or where the Osterine came from or how it got in the system. And if you can't identify where it came from, how can you prevent it? I have said that since day one. So if Osterine pops up again in Clemson's atmosphere with a player, I would say at that point, how do you know where it came from? And how do you prevent it if you don't know? Here's what Braden Galloway had to say about that season away from college football, virtually an entire year away from college football. He got to play in the college football playoff games a year ago. Those two games cost him his entire year, but he couldn't redshirt it anyway. So Clemson may have put him out there, and they did. And then this year with COVID-19, he gets that year back because the NCAA is not going to penalize these guys for playing in 2020 or not playing in 2020. Whichever you chose, you got that benefit. So that's big for Braden Galloway. But here's what he said about a year ago and just navigating that whole ordeal.
I just really relied on my mom and relied on my faith, to be completely honest with you. You know, there were times, there were days whenever I was struggling. But, you know, I had to realize that football is what I do and it's not who I am. And, you know, that's tough for, you know, a 19-year-old guy to learn. When that's pretty much all he's been doing, is pretty much what he's known for. But yeah, it was tough times, but like I said, I was just relying on my parents, relying on my faith, and just trying to become better every day, trying to become a better person every day, not necessarily focusing on the player. Obviously that was just a natural, you know, coming to practice, doing things like that, but just focusing on my mental health and just focusing on, you know, the things that I'm passionate about outside of football. But like I said before, it was a tough time, but you know, I'm glad we finally got through it, and it all, like I said, it all worked out for the best. You know, I get the year back on the back end if it's needed. So I think that's just God looking down on me. You know, I think that's the biggest blessing. Yeah, I talked to Dan Leanne a lot. He's a pastor at New Spring Church here. I still to this day eat lunch with him pretty much either every week, every other week. You know, and just he keeps my spirit healthy, keeps my mind fresh. He just gives me good perspective. And like I said before, it's just a blessing to have people like that in my corner whenever you're going through something like that, because like I said, I wouldn't waste that on anybody. You know, you haven't done anything wrong, and obviously you just have to take the, you have to take the consequences that are given. But that's, at the end of the day, it all worked out, and I'm just thankful to, you know, to be able to be back playing this year.
Football is what I do, not who I am. Wise words from a young man who dealt with an incredible, you know, if you believe him. And I'm gonna play that card there, because I understand that some of you, whether you are the Gamecocks peeking over the fence, whether you are the Seminoles, the Bulldogs, or Yellow Jackets, or maybe you're even the skeptical Clemson Tiger fans. That's fine. If you believe him, if you are somebody that believes him, that he didn't know how it got into his system, where it came from, on and on and on, then hearing that, and it's an acceptance, and look, it's not a prison sentence for something that you weren't guilty of. We see there was a gentleman on America's Got Talent recently that spent 28 years, I think, in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Yeah, think about that for a second. I mean, this is not that in the terms of what Braden Galloway has faced, right? We can all agree. But I mentioned the incident where I was accused of academic dishonesty at Clemson, which was, well, absolutely false.
I've been wrongfully accused.
Yeah. But here's Galloway going through all of that, and then in the heat of an interview, and in the heat of a conversation with media members, when asked about getting through it, he talked about his mother, he talked about his faith, but then the words that struck a chord with me more than anything else perhaps in that entire piece: football is what I do, and it's not who I am. And so the ability to separate at 18 or 19 years old the sport and the institution that you've loved, and he hadn't loved it as long as others. I mean, he's still fairly new to the sport, but the sport that's also loved you back and provided an opportunity for you to play college football and to get an education for free and to maybe even transition that career into one of a professional stature. To be able to sit there after the year that he had and say, football is what I do and not who I am. Those are wise words, people. Wise words. And so I commend him. You know, you could still say, yes, Wani, he knew. This kid knew. They all knew. Like, if you want to go with that route, I don't personally believe it. I don't think they knew. Because I think if they did know, it would have been identified by now, and then ultimately Clemson would know how to prevent it. And I remember we asked Dabo Swinney that question after this news all, you know, came out. We were like, well, if you don't know where it came from, coach, how do you prevent it? Got no answer. Just do what you can. Be careful. You know, only take, you know, the supplements that we give you. Don't buy anything over the counter. I mean, all that stuff. But if I'm Clemson, man, I am screening everything left and right, and I'm telling my team, fellas, listen, if you choose to go downtown, not that you would in COVID-19, but if you do, I would not drink from anything anybody gave me at all. Nothing. And so for Tiger fans out there, you know, whether Braden Galloway emerges like a butterfly from a cocoon into this weapon offensively for Clemson, a big, beautiful weapon, or whether or not he just continues to work his way into becoming a bigger weapon for this offense, it may be neither here nor there. The excitement is the fact that, I mean, this is a young man that's got a chance to really spread his wings this year and become a big part of this offense. And I'm just anxious to kind of watch it unfold. We hit a break. We come back with more right after this.
Now, Columbia's most dependable traffic, sponsored by Pope Davis Tire and Automotive, home of the best tire prices in Columbia, guaranteed.
Fox Sports Radio 1400 traffic.
Traffic tie-ups include a wreck on I-26 westbound near the Highway 1 exit, also an accident on Clemson at Hardscrabble. The 103.5 FM WVOC traffic tip line is open at 343-1055.
This report is sponsored by U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Governor's Office, USC, and DEHC. Free COVID testing now available to Columbia residents. Drive-through testing available at Founders Park and Blossom Street at 548 William Street, or walk-up tests at MLK Park and Five Points. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Visit doineedacovid19test.com to sign up.
For 28 years, the professional staff of the Hobbs Group and Hobbs Group Advisors has been dedicated to helping others achieve their financial goals by delivering quality, objective financial and accounting solutions to a diverse client base of individuals and businesses all over South Carolina. We offer tax and audit services, bookkeeping, payroll, litigation support, employee benefits, personal financial planning, investment management, and insurance services. Please call us at 803-799-0555 or visit our website, HobbsCPA.com, to learn more about our people and services.
Hi, I'm Alicia Kaufman Quentin. My daddy, Billy Kaufman, opened Kaufman's Meat Plant at our present location in 1955. My family still works hard every day to ensure fresh quality cuts of beef, pork, and poultry. How about a tasty T-bone, ribeye, or New York strip steak? But to order at Kaufman's Meatin' Place, just look for the signs near the intersection of US 1 and I-20 in Lexington. Call us at 356-0076 to place your order. Kaufman's Meatin' Place, when you want the very best your money can buy.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired. But I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I'd build secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You can save money and help the environment without taking a vow of poverty. How does that work? Well, by choosing Energy Star qualified lighting for your home. When you do, you'll become part of a growing national movement. Just go to energystar.gov and click on Take the Change of Light Pledge. It takes only a few short seconds for you to have a long-term impact. Brighten your environmental future. From the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
Looking for South Carolina's favorite country? You'll find it at 97.5 WCOS.
Shakes the Southland, Clemson Sports Talk, Lawton Swan. The website, have you been there? ClemsonSportsTalk.com, where $63.17 or $5.26 a month gets you a year's worth of coverage. And really, more importantly, I think for you If you're a fan of this show, if you're a fan of our work, man, the writing has been something that's really grown on me, and we got a great team around us, you know, but we could definitely use your support as we continue to grow. And really, come be the heartbeat. Come post in the forums. Come share our work. I mean, you know, there's so many little things that you could do, even if you don't want to be a premium subscriber, to really help us continue to grow and bring you Clemson Sports Talk, not only in the Midlands of South Carolina, but in the PD and the Lowcountry. And ultimately, you know, our goal really, I had a plan many moons ago to, you know, I called it like the five-finger plan. It was like my five-finger plan of attack on the state of South Carolina, and that was to get this show not only in the Midlands, but also the PD, also the Lowcountry, really the upstate, maybe the CSRA. And, you know, we've been very fortunate to be on in multiple markets in the state and continuing to really push that and grow, and hoping we can come to a station near you. If you like the show, if you're a podcast subscriber, call your local radio station and tell them, hey, man, see if you can hook up with Swanee and try to, you know, get this thing up and running. And again, the great thing is you don't even have to be on. It doesn't have to be from 4 to 6. I mean, that's the beauty of what we're doing here. The folks listening to us in Florence and Manning are on from 6 to 8. And then we podcast it and all of that. So I did see a frowny face on the Bye Week Blues article or the title of this show. And I'm telling you, it is. It's a, you know, it's something that's almost, I think it's added to the disappointment this year because of COVID-19 and, you know, we've really been bombarded since, I might say, since Kobe Bryant died. In the sports world, we've just kind of been bombarded with bad news for 9 months. And so, a bye week after you've started playing kind of feels like bad news. It's kind of a downer. Yeah, I almost wish, you know, it would have been nice. And I don't know if this may have been something the ACC should have looked into, and it would take people a lot smarter than me to conjure this thing up, but I wonder if there would have been a way to set up a schedule where, okay, you take every team in week three. Yeah, now this could have worked. Now that I think this could have worked. Put half of your teams as a bye week in week three, half of your teams in a bye week in week four, and then whatever games later on in the season you had, if there was, it looked like you're good to go, why couldn't you bump those games up? And I don't know if you're following me, but I hope that you are. I mean, what I'm essentially getting at is taking what was at the back end, maybe a week at the back end, and moving it up to the third week for half of the teams in the league.
All right, stop it. That's enough. I can't take it anymore. You're not even making sense. You're just saying words.
Okay, let me lay this out. So, looking at the ACC schedule this week, Boston College is open, Clemson is open, Duke is open, North Carolina is open, NC State is open, Virginia is open, and Virginia Tech is supposed to have been open, but they're not. So if you got to week three, unlike Virginia Tech, but like Clemson, like Duke, like Boston College, if you got to week three, and you were unscathed and you could play a game upcoming, why couldn't Boston College play Virginia this Saturday? They're scheduled to play December the 5th. Both have an open date this week. If both teams are capable of playing, why not jam a game in, if you're following me? Because the problem with the schedule, and I said this yesterday, is that once you pass this week, these games, you can't get these weeks back. Why couldn't potentially Clemson and Virginia, who play a week from now, have rammed in their game this week instead. You follow? You see what I'm saying? Like, it'd be like moving the bye week as much as possible for anybody. Play with some, you know, some fluidity in your year, so that Duke, instead of being open this weekend, could have played North Carolina, who they will play on November the 7th. Like, what would it hurt to give these teams 1 week to get ready for their opponent? That's all they have now anyway. 1 week. And what's the worst case scenario? Okay? The worst case scenario is, well, somebody's got COVID. We can't play the game. Well, you weren't going to play a game this week anyway. Neither was North Carolina. You see what I'm saying? Like, I have yet to think of this like this until today, but the reality is these shouldn't have been open dates. Boy, I'll tell you what, I am not being paid enough for my genius. These should not have been open dates. They should have been mobile dates. They should have been able to shift around. It would not have hurt, honestly, it would not have hurt 1 ounce if after the games this week, you said, okay, here's the new slate of matchups for this coming weekend. Don't think of it as an open date or a bye week. Think of it as a scheduled potential game. And if you had to play it, you could play it. And if you couldn't play it, you didn't have to play it. I don't know. Are you following that logic at all? Duke this week, instead of being open, could have faced North Carolina. Clemson, instead of being open, could have faced Virginia. Call it direct dial scheduling, whatever. And then keep pushing the bye weeks back and utilize them if you had to. We hit a break. We come back. Tim Beret joins us after this.
Our iHeartRadio Music Festival brought the biggest artists in music back together for two nights of live performances you'll never forget. They plugged in and played loud, superstar collaborations, powerful performances, iconic covers, state-of-the-art virtual technology, while iHeartRadio listeners experienced it all live as it happened from the first ever video fan wall. See for yourself.
Watch our must-see iHeartRadio Music Festival this Sunday and Monday night at 8 on Columbia's CW, WIS 10.2.
Kirk Commercial Construction is a licensed general contractor in South Carolina. Since 2011, Chris Kirk, a Columbia native with 20 years of construction experience, has believed in meeting his customers' needs. Kirk Commercial Construction is capable of performing any retailer office expansion, new construction, metal building, or commercial renovation work. In addition to Kirk's commercial construction projects, their service division can assist you with commercial and maintenance tasks. If you need it done right, call 803-250-2495 or kirkcommercialconstruction.com.
When a community grows, its hospital should grow too. And that's just what we're doing at Lexington Medical Center. We recently launched the largest hospital expansion project in South Carolina history. Our new 10-story patient tower will help us take better care of patients, including the tiniest infants who need special attention. It will also make room for the growing number of patients who need surgery and intensive care. At Lexington Medical Center, our mission to serve our community never wavers. We're here when you need us today, and we'll be there when you need us tomorrow.
Hey, this is Ray.
And Marianne with Absolute Glass.
We would like to thank Lexington for voting us best glass shop in Lexington for 10 years in a row.
Absolute Glass specializes in high-end auto glass replacement and repair.
We also do home windows,
patio doors,
tabletops,
shower doors,
mirrors,
storefronts,
and decorative glass.
Find us online at absoluteglassinc.com.
And remember, if you can see through it, we can do it.
Tonight's lows dip to the upper 50s with some clouds. Tomorrow, again, some scattered clouds and highs upper 70s. For Channel 25 ABC Columbia, I'm Chief Meteorologist John Farley.
This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
For victims of drunk and drug driving, our grief is unique. But you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call our 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org.
iHeartRadio is the number one choice for music, radio, and podcasts, all in one. No one makes it easier to hear everything you love in one free app.
I got podcasts, my music, and my radio stations all together.
You can download podcasts right to your phone.
Every time I finish a podcast, there's this recommendation ready for me with another one.
I love this app because it's all in one place.
If you're not one of the tens of millions who have the app, download iHeartRadio for free today and start listening.
iHeartRadio.
Hey, is that a faucet running?
Nope, that's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest.
It is?
Yeah, forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink. The water comes straight from the forest to us, in fact.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
How do trees clean the air?
They soak up the dirty air on their leaves, branches, and trunks, which means clean air for us.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yep, but the forest does more than give us clean air and water. It gives us shade for hot days, birds to listen to, and trees to climb.
Wow, that's awesome. I didn't know how cool the forest could be. Hey, let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's time to show your online assistant where you go for a good time. Okay, Google, play Fox Sports Radio 1400 on iHeartRadio.
It is the show that shakes the Southland, Clemson Sports Talk. Tim Beray joining the program. Thankful to have him be a part of the program. He's been on the golf course knocking the old ball around with the crooked stick. Tim, how'd you hit him?
Well, I played in a captain's choice tournament. We shot 15 under. I left before I knew what place we finished in, but I did play with Joey Herbert, who's the pro at Basketball, who I would just make a hole in one today.
Wow.
First time I've ever played with somebody who's even made a hole in one. I've unfortunately, in my many years of playing golf, have never had one, and that was even the first time I played with somebody who had one.
That's pretty incredible. What a, that's a good celebration, huh?
Yeah, no, it was good to see. He won, this was a FCA fundraiser, and he actually won a trip to a golf resort in Texas.
Okay, nice. Nice. Tim Beray joining us.
Oh, yeah, no, that was exciting.
Tim, listen, I brought this up in lieu of what's taking place with Notre Dame and the scheduling now, having to move some games around. We've seen the ACC have to move the ACC championship already, and we're just a couple of games in. I may not be paid enough for my smarts, Tim, but I thought about this. Instead of bye weeks this year, open dates, they should have made these dates mobile. And what I mean by that is because the real key is after next week, everybody will have passed one of their open dates, and that's an important day in the COVID-19 era. I would have suggested that we put the dates in where you want them, but then maneuver games around. Clemson could have played Boston College this week. That's a game later. Duke could have played UNC and just throughout the year sort of play, you know, mobile open dates with this thing to keep as many in front of these teams as possible.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I got to agree with you because you're right. You know, it's I almost feel like Clemson's wasting an open date this weekend. We're only 2 weeks in. Clemson's healthy. You know, other teams healthy can play, but I guess they needed to have some bit of structure instead of just having the ACC put names of the hat on Sunday night and pull out who you're going to play. But, I kind of agree with you that, I do feel like we're wasting an open date this week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not like there's a whole lot of structure right now anyway because we don't know on Friday night if you're really going to be able to play. It's so fluid. I really started thinking about it. I was like, why? What would it have hurt if Duke and North Carolina had played this Saturday instead of playing on November the 7th and just bump that open date back to that day and try to fill it up as much as possible? I mean, like I'm telling you, Tim, I'm underpaid.
I know the coaches want to have as much preparation time as possible. So I know the coaches probably wouldn't have been thrilled about it. I'm not privy to any, you know, conversations that might have gone on as far as the, you know, the scheduling is concerned. But I do know, you know, football coaches, they want to have as much time to prepare for whoever they're going to have. It's probably, their heads probably explode as it was with all the time they spend in the summer at Clemson preparing to play Louisville and NC State. And, you know, now they're not playing them. And then, of course, you're playing teams that you didn't know you were going to play, like Miami and Virginia Tech and Pittsburgh. But, you know, that's the way it's been.
It's wild, but it's been a lot of fun watching a little college football. The Clemson Tigers look good on Saturday. I know there have been people critical of the second team, which is beyond me. I mean, unless Dabo Swinney's got a game where he's got to play all second teamers, I wouldn't be concerned at this point. But Notre Dame also looking good against Jeff Scott. And, you know, Coach Scott kept his team out on the gridiron after the game to talk with him. I think in a real moment of, you know, team chemistry and building his program to where he wants to get them.
Yeah, I think so. You know, people say, well, 52-0, that was, but, you know, it was a good experience just for their team to play that game, to go to Notre Dame and you know, see all that. So, you know, I think, you know, Jeff's just building a program, and that's the type of experiences you want to go through.
Tim, when we look at Notre Dame now and having to move this game and everything that we're dealing with in college football and COVID-19, I don't think anybody believes this will be the last. We've seen Virginia Tech already struggle to get on the gridiron. You know, just in your opinion, we talked about this when it first came out, that little addendum to the ACC's schedule that said, hey, it's going to be the percentage, you know, winning percentage. But I mean, more and more, it just feels like that's ultimately going to be a big factor in this in 2020.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know, Virginia, they haven't, you know, they're playing, I guess, this weekend for the first time, and they're going to play us the following weekend. But you're right, somebody, I mean, they're going to do everything they can to make up the games. And, you know, we may have 10 teams playing on December the 12th. I don't know. But, you know, you look at what the Big Ten is doing, you know, they're playing, everybody's playing on their championship Saturday, you know, December 19th, in addition to the championship game, you're playing, everybody else in the league is playing, so they can get in a ninth game. So, but yeah, as far as the winning percentage, you know, basis, that's, it's going to be interesting. There's, you know, going to be controversy about it, but also everybody kind of knows the situation we've been in, and to try to play as many games as do what you can is just going to have to be accepted.
Tim, about a minute and a half left. It'll be an abbreviated segment with you, but the bye week for the coaches and players, you've been around it for many years. What is this week like for them typically?
Well, they, you know, most of them will have a Saturday off. They'll actually watch other games. I know Dabo watches a lot of, you know, other games. I'm trying to think if his son has a game Friday night for Daniel High School. Probably, I think that high school season is starting up, so he'll probably check that out. And then, you know, Sunday he might watch some NFL game because they've worked ahead, obviously, on Virginia. But then they'll get in more film on Virginia's game this weekend, so there'll be further preparation time for that. I assume these, you know, he has let the players go home, but told them to be very, you know, careful. And so, but they have been, so it's, you know, it's gone, you know, pretty well with COVID testing since that early flurry in June.
Tim Beret joins us every Thursday. He was on the course today, hitting the ball with a crooked stick. I saw a hole in one, but was still able to get on the show with us. Tim, listen, we look forward to talking to you next week. We may have talked about when Tommy Bowden was there and Bobby Bowden would come up and be able to go see his grandson play at Daniel. That'd be interesting for people to learn a little bit more about that situation. We hit a break.
Lawton Swan here, and I know in sports we're always talking about the big guy. Well, let me tell you, when you're buying a car, you don't need that. What you need to do is head down to Orangeburg to my good friends at Ferry Chevrolet Cadillac. Four generations of family-owned business right there at Ferry Chevrolet. No doc fees, no tricks, straightforward pricing in a low-pressure environment you'll love. Check them out online, ferrychevrolet.com, or call them 803-536-1600. It's Ferry Chevrolet Cadillac, just a short 30-minute drive off of exit 145A in Orangeburg.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better, and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor, because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure.
Tomorrow?
Let's check with Mom. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak. Let's make sure you have everything.
Yep. Can we walk home?
How about a
taxi?
233 North Maple, please.
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your naturehood.
Best day ever.
A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Fox Sports Radio 1400. Online at foxsportsradio1400.com. On your phone with the iHeartRadio app. And on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos. An iHeartRadio station.
What have you done for me lately? It's a fair question. Just don't lose sight of the bigger picture. Don't forget history. Lucky for us at Clemson, the answer to the questions, what have you done for me lately, and what have you done always, are the same. We win.
Segment on the Thursday, Tim Bray for a brief segment with us again this Friday night. I hope that I made a note to remember to talk to him about that, because it was a unique scenario, if I remember correctly, because Tommy Bowden and like Dabo Swinney can go to his son's games without any you know problem, but Bobby Bowden was not able to go to those Daniel High School games to watch his grandson Ryan play without a waiver from the NCAA. So the NCAA, man. I don't know if that waiver still exists, but I'm sure that Tim Bray can fill us in on it to a degree. We mentioned the Tennessee Volunteers. They'll come to town to take on the South Carolina Gamecocks this weekend. They added 2 years to Jeremy Pruitt's deal with a $400,000 raise. That news came out just a little bit earlier today out of Knoxville, Tennessee, kind of wanting to solidify their commitment to Jeremy Pruitt. Again, 2 years added onto his contract, rewarding him with a $400,000 annual raise. The school announced earlier today Pruitt's new deal runs through 2025 and will pay him $4.2 million annually, although he has elected not to accept the $400,000 raise this year to help Tennessee weather the challenges of all athletic departments are facing during the pandemic. Speaking of which, North Carolina State faces a shortfall because of pay cuts, furloughs, that they will use pay cuts and furloughs to try to make up that issue. NC State's athletic department announced temporary salary reductions and furloughs to try to make up for its expected $25 to $35 million shortfall in projected revenue due to the coronavirus pandemic, according to Boo Corrigan, athletic director at NC State. In a letter to NC State fans and supporters, Corrigan said the reductions would run from October 24th through June 30th, 2021. Coaches and staff members making $200,000 or more would have their salaries reduced by 20%. That group includes Corrigan, football coach Dave Doran, and nearly his entire staff, men's basketball coach Kevin Keats, and women's basketball coach Wes Moore. So, again, strange times, trying to just get through the college football campaign, if you will. So many teams out there attempting to pick up the pieces and save some athletic departments. And as a matter of fact, I saw an article earlier today. I believe, if my memory serves me, it's funny how this can happen. It was surrounding Iowa and the other athletic programs on their campus. Iowa had eliminated some programs at their university during the downtime of the Big Ten, and the thought was, well, maybe now that college football is back, they might be able to, you know, get some of these programs that were, quote, eliminated back, but among them being men's and women's swimming, men's gymnastic, and men's tennis. But they did not sound today, like those leagues would be, or those teams would be coming back. So, again, for so many student athletes and fans of those sports, it is disappointing, to say the least. But I think that there is also a belief and a, you know, a thought process behind the fact that fiscally, those programs unfortunately only take from the bottom line. They don't add to it. And unfortunately, sometimes things like that get cut. And what COVID-19 gave these athletic departments, even at in very rich institutions like Stanford, is the opportunity to say, yeah, you know what? We're going to get rid of these sports, and we don't really have to look back, and people aren't going to jump down your throat because COVID-19 has allowed you some leeway and some leniency to say, yeah, you know what? We're going to save some money now. Big E says he understands what I'm saying about the schedules, right, Big E? I mean, Tim didn't really have the full chance to digest it, but he said, well, coaches need as much time as possible to get ready. But you, how much more time? The game, you know, the game's in on Saturday. It would take at the most a day away. That was my thought. It would take a day away. So, yeah. Or maybe, yeah. I don't know. I think you could have had, it'd been like a sliding scale. And then if you get to, say, week 9, you know, late in the season, have a bye. Have your first bye. And then you still got another one maybe at week 11 or so. You know what I mean? Like something. But putting them all Or even, you know what? Maybe it'd just been easier. Maybe I'm being dumb. Some of you guys going, man, that was dumb, Swanee. Just put two bye weeks at the end of the schedule. And say, okay, if you need a bye week because of COVID-19, we'll plug it in. If you need two, we'll plug in two. I don't know. I like the mobile bye week better, personally, because it would have existed. And maybe after week six or seven, you could have opted to take it. You could have said, no, we're taking it no matter what. Make it a mobile bye week. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not underpaid. maybe I'm paid just right. I'm like the porridge for the baby bear, just right. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you again to Tim Bray for fitting this into his schedule. It's great to hear from Sheridan Jones. Hope you enjoyed that. Again, coming up on Clemson Sports Talk on Friday, Clemson Tom and former Clemson Tiger head coach Tommy Bowden. Hey, you know what? We'll ask Tommy Bowden about getting Papa Bear Bowden into the Daniel football games to see Ryan play back in the day. We'll do that tomorrow, too. Thank you again. ClemsonSportsTalk.com, the website. Head over there, check it out. Be a part of things. We got a roll. We will be back in 22 hours. Until then, as always, y'all take care now, and go Tigers!